How do you know if you're accidentally joining a cult and you're not ready?
That's the thing about cults, man. They're real attractive on the outside, yeah. right? And then when you're signing up, there's finger foods, there's activities, there's cool things coming together. You think you're hanging out with people that finally get you.
New friends.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you realize that, wait a minute.
This is a cult.
I might be in a cult.
1-800-330-9999. What's a cult that is not actually a cult? I've been obsessed with, and I know poor Raven has been hearing a whole lot about this, how I'm dying to get the new Peloton.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm on the app.
In the face of Peloton telling you you're not going to be able to get this for a while, we're pulling it back.
Yeah. So Peloton, I've been on the wait list for 6 months for the treadmill. Then they had all the terrible things happen. And now they've pulled them back and they've recalled them. And I'm just sitting there waiting. I pay $12 a month for the app. Just because I can't wait to be part of it?
Right, just for it to be there.
Right.
Right. You're part of this community, yet you don't have a single stat in there already.
Nope. Yeah. But everyone that I know that's on Peloton is like, they're so addicted to it. I'm like, I kind of want to be part of this family. It's like how I got into Zumba, because Zumba's a cult. And I'm one of the leaders of that cult to this day. And my Zumba classes, we come in, we're like, all right, everybody, gather up, get your spot, ready to go? It's a cult.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think is a cult that's not really a cult?
Those people that walk around with their phones outside looking for imaginary Pokemon. I mean, this is a cult. I've always wondered why these people have so much time on their hands. I mean, they're adults. It's not like they're kids.
There's so many of these people in my neighborhood. Geocaching. That's like the whole thing. Yeah, it's I don't know. It seems a little bit odd to me, but.
What if they had like a dangerous leader that was sending them bad information, right? Then it would be scary.
Yeah.
Right? It would be scary. Yeah. It's kind of like a marching army going to nowhere with no idea why they're going there.
Like, how do you know you're not going to end up in the middle of a lake and you're just following a stranger?
Know.
It's a cult leader just telling you where to go and you're just following it on your phone.
I guess that's the fun of the game is you never know whether or not you're walking off a cliff in the middle of a dark.
That is a cult.
See?
Sometimes cults present themselves and it's obvious that they're a cult, right? Mm-hmm. Like if we've all got shaved heads and we're selling pencils or we're handing out something at the airport or something, then it's obvious, right? But there's other times where it's a little bit more discreet. So I'm watching Good Girls this weekend, right, on NBC. Great show. There's a thing where he started bike riding with a couple other guys in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
So here they are. They stop at the park to tell him some jokes, some stories. And then the three guys that he's bike riding with that have known each other before start talking to him about selling men's skin products.
Oh, here we go.
That's right.
It's a cult.
It's a cult.
The people that sell the lotion, they're a cult, definitely.
He says, wait a minute, this is a pyramid scam. He said, no. How about an opportunity for you to reach out with a strong base to a network that's already been defined?
That's definitely a cult.
100%.
What do you think is a cult, even though it's not quote-unquote a cult? You can call 1-800-330-9999. The more I read about this, the more I wonder, have I been in several cults in my life and I didn't even realize it?
What else was a cult?
So, okay, you're in a cult if there is a leader who proclaims himself as having special powers or special insight.
Okay.
The group is closed. So, in other words, there has to be an inner circle, right?
Sure.
Right? And it's pressure to be in it and you have to perform.
Sounds kind of like radio, actually.
Wait a minute.
In a way.
Is radio a cult?
Radio might also be a cult.
Yeah.
That's funny.
1-800-330-9999. What's a cult that's not really a cult? The reason why we bring this up is because I've been so desperate to get a Peloton and to join. And as I'm looking back on it and I'm on the wait list, I pay for the app every month, even though I don't have any of the machines.
Like, they really lured you in and now you're completely hooked.
I'm like, I want to compete. I want to know more about Cody.
Right.
You know?
Still don't even have the equipment.
Exactly. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I joining a cult by getting involved in this? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a cult that's not really a cult?
Professional sports. I mean, basically, you've got a bunch of people that are ravenously beating up each other, yelling at each other, yelling for these teams, living and dying by these people's everything they do on the field, and they're making you go off and buy all their merchandise as well. Sports is a cult.
That's
why I've been telling people we got to get rid of water polo for years. All right? You guys are out of control.
Dangerous. You're right, Raven. It's dangerous.
That's right. Synchronized swimming. You know how many people get injured? Come on.
Synchronized swimming might be a cult.
You're right, actually. It might be. Now that I mention it.
It has to be. It's shaved heads and everything. shave your body and go swimming.
Anything that involves like elaborate outfits in the pool, you're right, might be a cult.
That's not like I'm thinking about Zumba, like how Zumba is a cult.
Definitely.
I mean, there was a point 100%. Where I was wearing neon baggy pants with one leg lifted.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was in a cult.
Yeah, you don't speak Colombian either, but you're out there dancing, shaking, all those things.
That
Come
was
on.
A cult.
Yeah, you're 100% in a cult.
On our text line, a triathlon people are in a cult. I mean, if you can convince me to run 100 miles, yeah, then go in the water, then get on a bike, you're right. Like, yeah. You're probably in a cult at that point.
Alicia's grandfather just turned 78 the other day. He still runs like 7 miles every day, and he has nowhere to be. It's not like he's running to get somewhere.
Mm.
He's just running around.
Do you think he's the leader of the cult?
Everybody in the neighborhood knows who he is because they've seen him with his shirt off for the past 50 years.
That's definitely a cult. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a cult that's not really a cult?
So I really think that all these like Disney fanatics out there, like collecting all their collectibles, they're definitely a cult. Like, I like Mickey also, but I don't like go to Disney 6 times a year and wear those adult pants with those mouse ears on them. Totally a cult.
I mean, but watch out, because they're a dangerous cult. I mean, that's the thing, is I might agree with you, except I'm fearful of my life.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't do it. Groups of people you don't upset. Don't upset, what is it, the Beehive with Beyonce?
Right.
Don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that.
The Beliebers?
And the fans of Prince.
You can't measure those.
Even after he's gone. Don't talk about nothing about the purple one. They will come for you.
The purple, what do they call themselves? The purple.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't say it wrong.
Don't say it wrong. They'll come after
you. It's the Prince Army, I think.
The Purple Army.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Oh.
Forget I said anything.
Raven, you open your eye in the middle of the night, and there's only one Disney character standing above you. Which one scares you the most?
They're all terrifying in that setting, actually.
Right. Dark, it's dim. You open up one eye, and there's his head.
The scariest.
For the scariest one.
Gosh, Goofy, because
I was going to say Goofy, too.
Look at the teeth, the size of those teeth.
And the little wacky hat.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
You look up, and you're like, you're not surviving that. Like, there's no way you come out of that alive. 1-800-330-9999. What's not really a cult, but you know it's a cult. You can call or text. I just got a text message from one of my girlfriends, Maria. I think she may be a leader of the Peloton cult because she knows that I'm waiting to get my Peloton and she's been pushing me. And that's what cults do, is they like,
right,
they give
they
you pressure.
You.
Right,
right, right.
And she goes, I love Cody and you will too. Cody might also be one of the leaders of the Peloton cult.
Right. Sounds some like sort of messiah or something like that. No, it's just an app.
On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, CrossFit is a cult. I'll sign off on that.
I never heard the term burpee until CrossFit arrived.
They have their own language, like the WAB, and then they're like flipping tires and stuff.
100%.
Yeah. What do you think is a cult? It's not really a cult, but you believe it is. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
People who are obsessed with Halloween, they literally should have their own cult. Like, I can't tell you how many times someone tells me that Halloween is their favorite holiday and they keep decorations up year-round or post how excited they are for Halloween or how it's getting closer and closer. They're worse than the Christmas people. I don't know. I definitely think it should be considered a cult. Like, you're just wearing, like, a bunny costume. Like, what?
Interesting.
What's your favorite holiday, Anna?
I like Thanksgiving because there's no gifts, and I like that it's just family and eating. It's really my two favorite things, food.
Yeah, I don't really have a favorite one. I'm just like, these are the ones that I'm stuck with. These are the ones on the calendar, right?
But you know I love Halloween. Like, I might be one of the people she's talking about.
No.
Like, I do up Halloween, and I kind of go over the edge with it.
I won't bow to you in this strange cult of yours.
You did bring up a good point, though. What's more weird, the Halloween freaks or the Christmas freaks? Christmas freaks, I feel like, is just joy, though, so I can't really call them freaks.
Yeah, but that's just, that's framing, right? Mm-hmm. Eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Maybe that's their trick.
If you have earrings that are also Santa Claus, though, that's weird. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think could be a cult?
Oh, my gosh. People who wear Crocs. I mean, you can love them or hate them, but the people who love them really, really love them, even knowing how divisive they are. I almost feel like it's an identifier for the secret cult that already exists.
They want to be part of that shock and awe crowd, right? You're either with me or against me, Anna.
I can't believe how many celebrities have been wearing Crocs. Like, they almost went out of business in 2014, Crocs, and now they have such a resurgence that they can't even keep up with the demand.
I feel like those people are being paid, though, right?
Oh, I'm sure they're being paid. But look, it's working. Justin Bieber wears them. Nicki Minaj wore them this week. All of a sudden, everybody's got to have these Crocs.
I'm guessing they're not wearing them when nobody's actually watching.
Maybe. They're very comfortable. I bought a pair for my daughter. We wear the same size, and I'm not going to lie, I've been wearing them around the house.
Oh.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think could be a cult?
So I actually worked for one of those door-to-door marketing firms when I was just fresh out of college. And I mean, I know they're total scams, don't get me wrong, but I mean, hey, I was broke. I needed a job, you know? And it was the rah-rah go team meetings. Literally every single morning were like, I mean, really freaking creepy, okay? No one should be that excited to sell window shades to strangers at 7 a.m. in the morning. I mean, come on.
I just am so curious. How many actual window shades did you sell door to door? Like, when you show up, who's like, you know what? Yes, give me your pitch and I will take four window shades.
What is the percentage?
It was literally like out of like every like 20 houses I went to, like one, maybe like one person would be interested. Like, I mean, half the time people didn't even answer the door.
That feels like a high number. And I got to tell you, door-to-door salespeople are a cult. No question about it. Mm-hmm. The worst used to be the magazine people.
They'd
show up with that van, let all those weird kids out at the end of the road and then sell magazines to people.
Yeah.
Oh, man, totally a cult.
Yeah, for sure.